And they're talking about terrorism and what had happened to me, and I had mentioned and talked about it before, because, again, it was very stressful to be in that type of environment. And then to be in an environment that you're sitting there, like I said, looking at content and getting calls from Jordan, various other Middle Eastern countries, looking for the Jordanian embassy that was operating out of a very small one office, with two little small offices to the side with no workers. I came in there, there was nobody in there, but somebody was allegedly running a newspaper and Chamber of Commerce and 26 other businesses, a bunch of telephone lines in there, and then big cockpit of a Boeing 747 on the wall. And over on the other side, King and Queen of Jordan on the wall. And then on the other side is a business license for an insurance company. And a person wasn't really in insurance. And so anyway, while I was sitting there and these calls were coming in, and got a call in from Muhammad Atta, looking for getting involved with the flight school. Now, nobody will believe this, but again, I have a court file on this because I filed the documents on this because $52 million came in from Saudi Arabian Prince Ben Taye Aziz, second wealthiest man, into my business. Now, you think about that. You think for a minute about that. I got a company in Chicago, in Pales area of Chicago, and this huge amount of money was supposed to have come in, and this huge amount of money, when it came in, was supposed to be used for this program that I was, you know, putting together. And then what happened was all of a sudden this money came in on a wire transfer and vanished. And it went into Islamic Q. It used to be on the internet. It was a big scandal about it. It was in the Chicago Tribune when the suit was filed. I filed the papers there. It was all there, you know, in black and white. And then the person that I filed the lawsuit about, I did a huge background check on this guy, and he had three different names. He had an international driver's license, he had another passport with a different name on it, and then he had a normal driver's license. All of them had different names on it. And this $50 million he allegedly brought it in for our business as a employee of my business. And then he came in, and when the money came in, he stole the concept of what I had developed. And I had developed it, by the way, because I was the one that was the one that would think of concepts and how things would work, like I do on this broadcast. My radio broadcast, what I do is, this is generated by me, myself, and I. I'm not patting myself on the back, but when I see that there's a need, I create a need, a workable way to deal with the need, let's say. That's what I do. So I created through nothing this radio system thing that I do, you know, and I've been sitting there, and it's like a microscope working on that for 5 years. Now, we're going to be back, and we'll talk more about this thing, but I want you to think about this and come back and tell me what you think you would do, 800-313-9443, and then I'll explain what's getting ready to happen soon. We'll be right back up.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back, and I'm kind of talking about something that I'm trying to bring to you again in another form so you can understand with more detail some details I never mentioned before. Well, this person that came in the office said he was a meat and cheese salesman. That was on his office application that he brought in. And he said that he worked in the Gaza Strip, and he was picked up by Yasser Arafat, and his family was tortured and all these different types of things. And he had a very sympathetic story he told and got hired in, and he was supposed to learn how to do mortgages and didn't know, anything. He knew of the concept of what we were working on, and anyway, he comes in and all this stuff is written up and put in the system, and he goes in and snags it, takes it down the street, opens a copycat company. Anyway, before that all happened, I was run out of the office because of the fact that they knew that I was talking to Sherman Skolnick, and Sherman and I were friends, and I started looking into stuff because I was seeing stuff I didn't like, especially getting the bomb threats every other day down there in this office. And anyway, while that was going on, this gentleman was the one that had taken allegedly this money, so I started my thing. I started looking into this guy. I went down to the Gaza Strip, not personally, but I went and started looking all into him. Got more and more fascinating. I was looking into who he was, because, again, I had three different identifications, international driver's license, a driver's license, and also a passport, same thing for his wife. Then I did a research of where he lived and then all the families that he dealt with and all this stuff. I had so much stuff on this person. Wasn't he funny? He didn't even know it. Then I started looking into the person I was in business with. I started finding out he owned a grocery store and he was involved with a lawsuit, and I started pulling up stuff and they had all kinds of things. And I started looking at pictures he was with a former governor out here and various other people. In fact, the former governor's office would call and ask him to come to parties and functions because he was really into the community. But the thing was, I was looking at, I'm sitting in an office that was a small office with no staff, with a newspaper, an embassy, a chamber of commerce, an insurance company, an automobile used car business, and it was another about 15 lines. And then what he would do is he would virtually contact me every other 2 weeks, and he would change telephone carriers. I was saying, well, why would you change telephone carriers? The numbers would be remain the same, but the carriers would change. Very odd, I thought, but not really, because I've started seeing him rotating. He had a Mercedes, he had a Jaguar, he had a Cadillac, he had all kinds of cars with different plates and different plates for other states. At first, I thought it was rental cars, and then I started looking into the plates, and I said, nope, they're not that. So, again, all these things were, you know, red flagged. So I was chased out of the office because they figured that I was looking into them. But it was too late. I already started gathering information. I started gathering information on everyone. So it was involved with the Holy Land Foundation. It was involved with the, the Moss Foundation. It was involved with the all the things that you heard about September 11th in Illinois. Everything that you heard, I was in. I was in the Moss there. I met with the Sheikh. I went there one time to meet with the Sheikh that sits on the Saudi royal family board, the Sharia board. And then it got so bad, I went to Farrakhan to ask him, but he was in London at the time. Because, see, my father knew the people from the black Muslim mosque because he wrote Elijah Muhammad Speaks for the Nation from way back when it began. So I went to them to see if I could get assistance in this because it became an international issue. Because they said I should not have sued. It should have been before the Sharia board because of what was going on. And I didn't know what I was seeing because this was before September 11th. What I was seeing was a functional money laundering operation was going on out here in Illinois. And I had all these details and huge amounts of documents, and the thing that bothered me the most was these international driver's licenses. Now, I took all these things, and I brought them over to one of the senators, Fitcher's office. He was investigating George Ryan, and he was supposed to be investigating the alleged trucking scandal. And I brought that to him, and he basically threw it in file 13. I told them that there was an issue that, these people were coming in and getting falsified documentation and becoming this and that and the other. But again, the law enforcement agencies here didn't do anything at all to investigate. Just attacked me. Just attacked my family. Just kept up their attacks. Because the reason I know this, again, I'm a former deputy clerk. And I know what they do inside with clout. I know what they do. Last week, broadcast, I was sitting in there. All the power went out. All this different things went on. Kids arrested, all kinds of stuff. Last week, after I hung up with doing my show, that happened last week. Now they're sending a new message because, see, I've been broadcasting about this other issue that's getting ready to happen. Now, what happened with this stuff with the flight school and all these things? Nothing. I took it to the U.S. Attorney's Office out here, Patrick Fitzgerald. They don't handle that. I took it to Lisa Madigan's office, who's the Attorney General. They didn't handle it. And that's right after that, around 2004, they started compromising my bank account. They started wiretapping me, investigating me, harassing me, sending spooks in, everything you can think of, including trying to poison me in the hospital. Constant, non-stop. And I wouldn't stop either. Because, you know, again, I guess I'm belligerent because, again, this is 2007 and I don't think I should be treated that way. Because these people are my servants, because in servitude, I say that you get paid, and we're, it's, the thing is, they take your tax dollar, and they abuse your tax dollar, and they use it and do things to you, and you have no rights. I've had my daughter run over by somebody on a motorcycle, knocked across the block, collarbone broken, and I go to court. And the guy didn't show up, which means immediately they should have gone out because it was accident and injuries. They dismissed the case and threw it out. And they said, ma'am, I'm sorry, we don't do that. But I had ran a background check on that guy. That guy had robbed Woodfield Mall, had a criminal background that was a nightmare, and he had a falsified divorce in Cook County record. I went and filed. Brought all that stuff to the authorities, and they did nothing. And then, again, if something happens, like my kids were in the car, they're going to get, if you go get food, you go get bread, anything, they pull you over. They were even saying they were going to dump on my car darkened windows. And I'm out here taking pictures now of every car that's in every parking lot out here in DuPage County. As dark and windows, I'm taking the plate number. Because, again, if they do that, then they should do that to everyone because it's equal justice in the law. And see, me being African-American, this is racial. It's racial. I feel it is. It's other elements, but, again, why are they targeting me? I can't get them to admit that they're doing it because of clout that they're using, because they're trying to shut me up from the things I know from inside out. Now, the other little piece of evidence of this nightmare and excruciating craziness that's going on, this is an article that was in the Sun-Times this week on Friday. Exclusive. Governor's aide did time in terror probe. It says that the governor's aide spent nearly 2 years in federal prison in 1980 for refusing to aid an investigation of bombing in Chicago and New York. Now, 25 years later, he's the top aide of Governor Dvorovich, and the governor says he has an intent to stand by him. This guy's making $120,000 a year, taxpayers' money. Now, his position in the government here is over consumer services, community services, that is. Now, they do this. Why do they do this stuff with community services and put these people in office?
It's a payoff.
A big payoff. Now, who are these people? How do they get in when they have done criminal activity and they have been involved with bombings and threats and tyranny going on back, and you have no rights, no jurisdiction, no rule of law whatsoever, nothing to protect you? Now, this I'm asking you, you know, the listener here, to try to get an idea of where you would be in this. Now, I'm bringing this article up because this was in the paper, and this is why I'm saying they're going to do something in Chicago. This is a clear message that in this article, they said that in this article, they have a picture of this FALN that was going on. It was that and the Seminole Army that were activated back in the 1970s. Now, in 1977, I almost got shrapneled, because there was a bomb that went off between the Harris Bank building and the Gypsum building where I worked. I worked at both, by the way. Just missed it. Now, the question is, again, what is it that is going on? That why would they bring up a terrorist activity that happened in 1977? It has no relationship to anything going on now. Now, we'll be back. Hang on. And we'll talk more. Watch your calls, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne. And I'm talking here. John, what do you think about what I've said so far here?
Well, it's, you know, it's just the truth of what's going on. And again, as you pointed out, that, you know, the law is only good for the powers to be, the individuals such as you and I, especially when you become a whistleblower, you just get perpetrated against. And the only thing is of relief is that you're in charge of your soul. As you do these things, you're perpetrating truth and you're building your soul positively in your karma. And there's a satisfaction to it inside yourself, because there is no other satisfaction of payroll or anything like that. In fact, if anything, things become much harder, and the hurdles of life are 10 times increased against you. And, you know, as I'm reading some of this Mantuck information and where they have mind control and whatnot, the scientists that are in this program actually commit their children to some of the mind controls and the hardships, and they find out that the children, because they've been put under the diversity of hardship for this mind control operation, that they actually become a more intelligent person. And now, I'm not saying they're a well-balanced person. They might be smarter because they have to learn how to survive through all this mechanism. But as we're being put in the end times, we're running into the situation of I think we're building our souls to the fact of we're creating truth, we're creating virtue, we're seeing all the negative signs, and we're building the answer of another way other than war. And so as we do that, We're creating the, we're seeing the complete negative of something and creating a positive of it. And we're having to think about how do we build the positive of it? How do we develop the other way that takes and builds us to be more grown up as we come in the light of God in our next life? And do we meet the challenge that He's looking for us to have the power that He's going to access us for the, you know, increase abilities to help?
But the thing is, what we're looking at is of the evil of man, not of God. It's not even being driven by anything that other than the fact that you have people out here that want to control every mechanism of everything. Kind of like they want to be almost like a Caesar of ancient Rome. And that's why this stuff is going on in the rampant level. They have an idea, and some of these ideas that they have are ancient ideas that go back generations onto eons ago. And they've done the same thing repeatedly in regards to controlling and manipulating people. And the thing is that you're seeing these things, and like I said, this is local what I saw. But what I saw was money laundering, moving of money, things that were tied into Oklahoma City, even Stu Webb's material, it was tied into what he was talking about, these banks, Union Bank, all these things were all tied into all these things. They had loans that they were doing that were totally outrageous. And the thing is, you take it to law enforcement authorities and they say they'll handle it. But then if you are on the road, they can arrest you, they can take you away, but none of them know how to handle any type of terrorist activity, none of them, and they don't care about that. See, if they care about that, folks, they know where these terrorists are, and they would exactly go after them. But if it's a part of the government itself, they're not going to go after them themselves. So, like I said, I went into mosques. I went into all these things that are life-threatening. I ended up going to Minister Louis Farrakhan and others. I went into the community because the thing got so deep. I was in so deep, entrenched in this. It was a nightmare, and I can't forget an eon of it. That's why when I heard people saying, well, the whistleblowers, they don't know what they're talking about, and people on the ground. The thing is, when you go through a horrific experience, it never erases from your mind. You relive it and relive it and remember every detail, because that was horrific, because I could have died. I could have been dead. And the only reason I have friends of mine and the press told me, keep the word and let people know. Keep your face out there and keep people know. Because, see, my dad had lists of people, reporters, and they were murdered. Falling off cliffs, things happen. Over the course of going from the 30s all the way up to now, it's never stopping. Most reporters don't report the things that I report, and most of the reporters would never delve into the things that I've reported here. And a lot of times my archives are manipulated and disappeared, not by the broadcasters here, because they don't want you to know the truth. Everybody I've had on here is an expert witness, person that's a part of intelligence, and all of them have come up with the equations of things that you need to know what's going on that had manipulated and caused the events of September 11th. And that's even beyond the forensic of this new evidence that's showing that there's detail of scalar weaponry being used. There was enough evidence to support investigation and a lockup and arrest, and we can't do it. The guy on the street that's trying to get a loaf of bread, they can arrest him. You know, if he goes out and doesn't have enough money and just takes the loaf of bread, then put him in jail. How about those people that were in New Orleans? Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. Saw somebody with a waterlogged TV that would not work no matter what. Shoot to kill. That was the word out of the White House. But then, again, all this other corruption, nobody can touch them because, again, there's levels of law. If you're up there, the levels, my dad used to write these little cards, levels above. We just don't even understand what's going on. We'll be back. I'll talk more. Callers, 800-313-9443.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
We're back, and it's Deanne, and we're talking about terrorism. Now, I'm going to bring another equation up that I think you need to kind of look at around going into right now, the September 11 issue. Now, these people use dates like 7-7, and we have tomorrow, in fact, in a little bit, 12 midnight, we have a date of 9-9-2007, which is 9. So that's 3-9. Now, again, will they do something tomorrow? Will they do something again on September 11th because it falls on Tuesday again, exactly the same way it fell on Tuesday 6 years ago? Now, who knows? It might be any time between then, now, or before, but I will tell you that they are planning to do something again because, again, I saw this pattern of things, money moving, laundering, certain people doing certain things, buying of buildings. Now you have buying of a U.S. stock exchange. There was missing things of figuring out who owned the stock, and I kind of figured out who it is. And the thing is this. Now this is the thing that's really very much an idea that you need to look into. The U.S. stock exchange in Chicago might be a targeted area. Because I was looking at some things that have been going on. There was a major fire down in Chicago in the LaSalle Bank building. and it hit one floor there. And that's interesting because in that particular scene, the rest of the building was not damaged, but this one particular area where they had all the deeds and trust. I talked to Sherman Skolnick about it, and we were, you know, talking about it extensively, you know, and I had gone through an investigation, and I found out various things that were there in that area, in that building. The fire went on for 3 days and hit no other floor except that one particular area. Intense flames. Now, we had a World Trade Center, the whole building went down, but in this particular case, just in this one particular floor in the LaSalle Bank building with trust, names of trust. I would say some of the names that are tied into things that they don't want you to know anything about. Now, I'm looking again at the fact that you just had a major purchase of a stock exchange. Before, we had major purchases of the Trade Center buildings. Now, could it be a situation that the stock exchange in Illinois, the one on LaSalle, will be hit for a terrorist attack? Now, the other area of concern is from this article, and I was sent a warning. And I'm going to tell you, if this happens, I would say everybody here that's listening to this broadcast needs to share it and sue in a class action suit against the government. They're showing pictures here of a 1977 blast that blew a hole in the merchandise mart in the city of Chicago. I rarely remember hearing this, but it could have happened. I'm not sure, but I know that when 1977 rolled around, there was the same group that tried to bomb between the Gibson and the Harris Bank building on 101 South Wacker. And I was going out of the Gibson building into the Harris Bank building because I worked for both of them. And the bomb went off, and shrapnel, I just missed the shrapnel that particular time. And I remember that, and I remember there were some other bombs, but I don't recall the merchandise mark. But it's interesting, they would bring up something that happened in 1977, and sometimes right now, just before September 11th. Now, I would say that I would watch the merchandise mark, and again, they're sending me a message, and I'm sending a message back. If that building goes, I'm going to make sure, and I'm asking everyone that listens to my talk show to make sure that you sue the heck out of this government in a class action lawsuit. File it as a quitem lawsuit against the government for fraud, corruption, and conspiracy, because that's what this will be. Because, again, I don't understand why all of a sudden they're bringing up some guy going all the way back to 1977, 1980s, in regards to him working with the governor, refusing to testify before a grand jury. And this is 2007, and it took him 20 years to figure that out. I think it's kind of like a signature to let you know that something is getting ready to happen in the Chicago area. And again, if there's something that blows up over there and off of LaSalle Street, or it's some kind of heat signature device that goes off on LaSalle Street or hits the Merchandise Mart at Chicago or Sears Tower or a Standard Oil building, again, between now and September, end of September and October, file a joint class action lawsuit against the government. And file is a quitem, and file it immediately because, again, they have conspired another terrorist attack. Now, the other cities I'm hearing about is this thing that's going on in New York where they don't want any cameras, they don't want any taping devices. John, you know about that, right?
Well, Alex Jones is down there petitioning today. There was a group getting together. I didn't hear a lot about it. But bottom line is, think how stupid that is. They put a wall in our mind that you can't take a picture, you can't take a movie camera into New York City without getting a permit to be able to do that. Now, that's the biggest crock I've heard in a long time, and I'm glad some people are acting on that to go down there and try to make an issue, and Alex Jones is one of them.
Now, the reason they're doing that, again, is because if they don't want you to film and they don't want you to have a recording device, that means that, to me, they're either going to do this mock, phony terrorist thing with aliens, or some type of thing that they're doing there that they don't want any actual footage. Because, see, what they got screwed up with in this course of things for September 11th is there was too much filming in New York that they can't explain. They have to explain this, these pictures Judy has, you know, with the whirling wind and people with leather jackets on and stuff, and it's supposed to have been really hot. And they have to explain why there were places where there were cars that charred and other cars weren't, and they weren't hit by anything. You know, it was a whole lot of things in these pictures. But I would also like to talk to the people on the street because, see, a picture can be manipulated, but a person's thought, especially if they're in that state of mind when they have post-traumatic stress disorder, you may remember every freaking detail of what happened, every freaking detail, because that is a thing that you relive because it was so painful as an event. There are some people that have post-traumatic stress that forget it and blank out. But then there's others that remember detail. And if those pictures that they have are real, then the people there that were there will be able to testify and say that those pictures were actually what they saw on September 11th. And that's verifiable evidence in fact. That should be enough to support an opening of that case, a case in regards to conspiracy by people within our own government to commit a fraud, racketeering, money laundering, extortion, and bribery, and also the murder of hundreds and thousands of people there in the Trade Center building. And the thing is that we have enough information and evidence to do that. Instead of going on and investigating, there's no more way to go on this. No more. We haven't. Now, the other thing is that, again, going back to the equation of what we're looking at, we can't do anything with this government. They got that in our minds. You know that the president can be removed by the Joint Chiefs of Staff or a high-ranking officer, a general can remove the president if he's incompetent or the vice president's incompetent. And there is no competence in the office of Congress and Senate to handle that. A high-ranking military officer can do that. Now, is that going to be a good measure? Who knows? But, you know, again, that would denote the same thing. We're going into a police state. But, again, I mean, I'm looking at papers, and you know, when this show goes off, they probably will do something again to me and my family. And the thing is, I don't have any protection. I can't go to witness protection program like other people do. These people are criminals. They go in the witness protection program, and they fund and take care of them. I wouldn't want to go in there anyway, because if I go in there, the people that are covered to this situation would do me in. Then you have the other situation that, hey, you know, they got this guy from 19, but John, okay, this is 20 years ago. Why would you think they would talk about governor's aide that was involved with a terrorist case 20-some-odd years? It was actually 27 years ago. Why even bother?
Well, they're trying to discredit him. For some reason, they want him out of there. They're discrediting the governor and his associate. And, yeah, it was a payoff mode, so even though he's laying there belly up, they're probably, you know, able to put him across the street and charge him through the veterinary hospital to get him back alive and thinking good again. I'd have to say it's a distraction that they're doing right now.
Well, it's a distraction, but also it's an article that they're writing to tell you where they're going to hit again. That's what I'm picking up.
Right.
And then as far as this thing with the governor and this situation with them trying to get rid of this guy, they're not going to get rid of him. I mean, there's been so much of this going on out here in Illinois. This is a fraction. I mean, how the heck do you have people coming in using international driver's license, three different forms of identification, and incorporating in Illinois? And then using the corporation, opening it up, an illegal mortgage company, and operating it for 5-6 years, and then later on getting a mortgage license legally. Now, if I try to do that, and people are friends of mine that are really good in the mortgage industry try to do that, we would be harassed and taken away. But this one person that came in my business that had done illegal stuff, had operations under various names, wasn't even a legal alien here, opened a mortgage company, operated dual loans out of this place, money laundering, everything else out of there. I had it in a part of a lawsuit. The FBI came in and poo-pooed it and said, oh, no, no, no. These people are admirable people in the community. My former business partner was arrested by the DEA for bringing 52 megatons of meth in the country. And all these people were operating and funded and working hand in hand and going in and out of meetings and parties and stuff like that out of Illinois. And the corruption is still here. And the thing is, it's not only Illinois, it's in New York, it's in all these states and things, because, again, it has infiltrated because we don't have control of our party. We don't have control of the people going in, because once they get in, we walk away and say, okay, you can master this, you Superman, you know, we don't have to have your back no more. You go in there and, you know, it's going to be okay. We'll leave you alone. As soon as you leave them alone, these people come through the back door and control and manipulate these people like puppets. And they can't. And you go in their offices, and you can't say things to them and things. I've been in places. I went to a party, and this guy was in there, and he was it was the mole that was setting up the alderman. And I met him, and he was sat there and was telling me what he was doing. He was drunk. He was telling me what he had done and what he was getting ready to do and stuff. And then he remembered he came out of this drunken stoof. And he was talking to a real reporter, not a fake one. Because, see, these other reporters won't report these things. They won't talk about these things. Because if they do, that's their job and they won't get any money. I don't get no money anyway, so I don't care. I used to care. But then I have been so much threatened, harassed. I worked in these corporations. I had to watch what I do, what I say, because if I do anything, in one second, one moment, anything I do, they will compromise me and try to discredit me and discredit my family. Or mind control my kids, do whatever they want, because, again, this is what the United States has become, a degradation to what our foundation and our fathers wanted, which was supposed to have been a place where everybody could come and find sanctuary. This is no different than the Soviet Union. This is no different than Germany. This is no different than any type of thing that you were talking about in school and was told that was evil and bad. I mean, it's become that. It's not all the people here. Don't get me wrong. There's good people here in the United States. Very good. I met a good woman today. I met many people that call me on my show that have heart and sincerely want to do something to change. They don't know what to do because, again, this evil's gotten so deep. You can't go to these people because they have been brought and tied and sold to this labor movement, this thing that is congesting the United States and swallowing it up. I got an email today, Jeff, from someone that said that they already have a bill signed where they have already closed the government down and up this union. And they have a coin for this new government, new world union that they're doing. And again, did you ask for that, John? Did I ask for that? Did any of you listeners ask for them to change the money system? Did you have the right to vote? Did you have the right to say anything? Do you say anything or have the right to say, hey, okay, I want you to do something with this thing with my house so I won't lose it? Do you have the right to say that, hey, you know, why are you treating certain people this way and you got other people out here murdering people and doing stuff and they can walk? One of the most hideous things I saw when I was working as a deputy clerk is this dude that was working over in United Airlines and put this stuff in a computer of how he was going to kill his wife. She was African-American. He was white. He wrote detail about what he was going to do. She had a kid by him. She was at home, and she was minding her business, and he drove up with his girlfriend and was watching the house, and he goes over there, taps on the door, and he gets her in the garage, girlfriend sitting in the car. He bludgeons her, cuts her up, puts her in a little drum in there, and then he goes to court, and the judge rules, well, we can't deprive the little girl of her father because she doesn't have anyone. So I think he got maybe 2 years or 3 years in jail. Now, anybody else out there, there's a guy, Aaron Patterson, just got 30 years to life for allegedly going and talking to somebody about some toy gun. What's that up? This other person, 3 years. Another guy went and came home, woke his wife up, had a little hatchet in Hoffman Estates, and woke up his kids and cut their heads off and put them on the mantelpiece. I was working the court then. I was looking at the stuff with disdain because I'm trying to figure out how come these people were getting hardly no time, walking out here in all these kids, not one county, it's all of them, and then these other people get books thrown at them, and the law is supposed to be equal on justice. Call us 800-313-9443. What's your opinion? Open line.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hi, we're back. And we're here. And we have a caller, Bill. Bill, are you there?
Yeah, I'm out here. How's it going?
Oh, hanging out. Hey, Bill, how are you doing?
Holding together out here. I just, you know, wanted to mention, Dion, you know, everything that you've mentioned, all being valid and well observed by history, you might rethink the form and structuring. Get a hold of, you know, one of the law people within the community as a resource, only by virtue of the fact that if you go with a class action, I believe is a status that you're going into the courtroom in Article 2, you're going to be in their jurisdiction and demonstrate ahead of time that you've presented no claim, and it's all but a duck walk into the bamboo cages. We're trying to be serious here, mm-hmm, about breach of contract and some very fundamental issues of equal under the law. I would think a Article 3 constitutional joiner claim for breach of contract, which is very fundamental as far as being war criminals, demonstrating that they are performing services and duties that are not only unwarranted and against the best interest of their quote-unquote citizens, obviously sovereign free persons and inhabitants, but that have been converted by combination and or subterfuge into citizens, you would be able to get national as well as international traction at a grand jury level by virtue of David Hawkins' discussion on hawkscafe.com. And I do believe that you're right. If we're going to suffer another hit, it will be very distributed because there's more areas of evidentiary enclavement now, considering Camus Magazine, C-A-M-A-S, CamusMagazine.com, over in Spokane, Washington, in which another Ashkenazi Kassarian cutout operation, obviously Mossad CIA, with the U.S. attorney refusing to do his job and having documented that he was part of a conspiracy to defraud on a phony bond operation for several hundreds of millions of dollars against the quote-unquote people. So as well observed as your history is, you're right, you know, I worked in the banking industry and I worked in the insurance industry, and we both know how dirty and nasty it can be on the inside. But if you're going to nail these Nazis down, you have to make sure that you and your group is well documented as the employers, not the employees or the victims. And that was my only point. Excellent program as usual, though, nonetheless.
Well, thank you, Bill. Well, the thing is, you have to look at what is, happening here, because, again, the judicial process, especially here in Illinois, again, I had just filed. Can you hold on a second? We're going to break?
Sure.
Okay, we'll be right back after this break. And we're here with John Alastasis and Bill when we come back. 800-313-9443.
With recent